Okay. So, Box of Gracious. Back to the beginning. Yeah. Well, sometimes when Yom Tov falls out, we don't always have a Shir on Gracious. We have the opportunity. So, but we take the opportunity. So, in the Parsh of Bereshit, by the creation of man, they have in the Chumash in Perek Aleph, Bereshit Perek Aleph, Pasuk Chaf Ches, the statement that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created man. And it says, by Yivarech Osam Elokim, by first it says in the previous Pasuk, it says, Zachor Nekeva Baruch Osam, created the male and female. By Yivarech Osam Elokim, Amalam Elokim, Pru Uvu, Umilu Tzaretz, Kishua, Urdu, Bidat, Hemlo, Vashamayim, Vachar, Bet Baharit, because Baruch Hu blessed them, gave them a bracha, and he told them, Pru Uvu, which means be fruitful and multiply, the same. It's the expression, fill the earth, conquer it, rule over the fish of the sea, the birds of the sky, everything that moves on the earth. We're interested this evening in the subject of Pru Uvu. I forgot to bring it, but even though in the formulation here, you can go that way. That does not. The formulation here, you know what it is? They have them in the corner there. The black one. Oh. So in the formulation of the pasuk, it's a bracha. That formulated as a mitzvah. It says, Vayivarecho Elokim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, bless them. There are other places in the Chumash, especially next week in Parshas Noach, where it's presented more as a commandment as opposed to the bracha. So offhand, I wouldn't necessarily assume that the pasuk here is talking about the commandment to be fruitful and multiply. Rather, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu blessed man with the capability for being fruitful and multiply. However, the fact is the Sefer HaChinuch, who presents all the mitzvahs of the Chumash in the order of their appearance, presents right here in Mitzvah Aleph, Parshas Bereishis. He counts the sense of Ruhu as appearing here in Chumash Bereishis, for the very first piece of the Sefer HaChinuch, right in Mitzvah Aleph. Bereishis Yeshbo Mitzvah Asei Achaz. Parshas Bereishis has one mitzvah Asei in it. And that mitzvah Asei is the He mitzvah period of Ribbon. Mitzvah of Rukhu from Othel HaShem Emai. Our prospect by Rochas and Lokim Elohim Elohim Purus. Again, as I said, even though the language of the Pasuk is a bracha, it doesn't sound like a sequel, but Rochas is blessing human beings with the capacity to be fruitful, multiply, to procreate. But and might have been made more sense in a certain way to quote the Pasuk in Parshas Noach later on. Next week's Sedra that speaks that after they came out of the Teva, it says, Vatem Puruhu. That's more of a language of a sequel. But okay, I don't really focus on that too much this evening. I'm just pointing out Shevachino presents the mitzvah here in Parshas Bereishis. Again, he begins by saying, Bereishis is for mitzvah achas, so he puts a period of rhythm, and he quotes that pasuk. So that's the mitzvah to procreate. That's one thing that emerges from our parsha over here. Later on in the parsha, in Perek Beis, Pasuk Chof Dalet, we find a statement that is also not a tzivui, but rather a description of a fact, so to speak. Perek Beis, Pasuk Chof Dalet, there it says, Alkein, Yazov Isis otherness, you know, the Davak Nishto. There comes a point where a person should leave the home or the care of his father and his mother, the Davak we shall cleave to his wife, the Hayavasarhat. They should become like one. Now, it's not talking about marriage per se, what we would call marriage, but the idea of a man and woman coming together to become like one, to live as one, that's hinted at over here in this passage. Even though, I stress, it's not a commandment, it's just, you know, even though it's here it sounds more like a tzivu. There we are. Says Al Kain Yazov Ishes Levivav. So there's an idea that a person is required to, live his life. Yeah, I'm sorry, Moshe. Yeah. But you didn't miss that much. All I pointed out is that here in Parshas Bereishis you have a statement Purvu that the man is told to procreate. And again, very quickly, even though it doesn't say the tzivu, in the form of a tzivui, rather than the form of bracha, so we kind of understand that's a bit to procreate. We also have an idea of a man and woman, doesn't exactly use the word marriage, but it says should cleave together as one. So it's interesting, the Rambam tells us in the very first halacha, Perek Aleph, halacha Aleph of Hilchos Ishus. Okay, the Rambam says the following. He gives it a very interesting Rambam. He gives a historical background, historical facts. Kodah Matan Torah, the Rambam says, prior to Matan Torah, Adam pogea isha bashuk. A man would meet a woman in the marketplace or wherever, you know, he's party something. Imrotza huva he lisa. Okay, also if he and she both agree to get married, so machnisa the beso. They come together, they can have a relationship with each other on their own, and that's it. That's how it has to work. No shidduchim, no resumes, no, shidduch, whatever else. That's it, right. That's before. You become married. Again, that's Kodem Matan Torah. And again, it's interesting that Alan gives you this historical background, a lot of discussion why he does it. That's what he says. Then he says, Kevan, Shemit the Torah, once the Torah is given, the Savu Yisrael, the Jewish people commanded, the man wants to marry a woman. Yikna osa tchila, he has to acquire her. Again, acquire is the wrong word, because he doesn't own her, but he has to do a maisa kinyan, which means a change of halachic status, to effect a change of halachic status. Yikna osa, okay. Tchila refers to Bifnei Eden. I'm sorry, that's your question. Eden, again, a lot of important things in Islam, we're not going through all now. Vacharkach tchila leisha, and then he marries a shenamar. So I'm quoting the pasuk, not the pasuk in Barash Bereishis, but the pasuk in Barash Bereishis. They say, "Ki yikach ish isha uva elav." That's interesting. That is the pasuk. There are two pasukim in Barash Bereishis, and relatively close proximity, which both begin with the word "Ki yikach ish isha." The Rambam of
two steps.
Two steps, right? We'll come back to that. But the point
before
is,
before you marry her, you actually acquire.
Right. That's the kiddushin, otherwise known as the erusin. And the betrothal, and then the living together as husband and wife, the marriage. But the Rambam quotes the pasuk in Parashas Ki Tse'ase. Again, there are two pasukim right near each other in Parashas Ki Tse'ase. One is Parak Chaf Beis, pasuk Yud Gimel. Thank you. Pasuk Chaf Beis. In both of them, that phrase is a preamble to something else. Parak Chaf Beis, pasuk Yud Gimel. It says Kikach Yishisho Bo'ale Usneo. Right? If a man marries a wife, he hates her, he motzi shema, he accuses her of not being a virgin, whatever it was. But the opening phrase, ki yikach ish isha uva ila, that's what the Rambam quotes here, because it says, ki yikach ish isha uva ila. That's in Parakhov Beis of Devarim Pasuk Yigil. Later on in Parakhov Dalad, Pasuk Aleph, the Pasuk says, ki yikach ish isha uva ila, the man takes a woman and lives with her, then he goes, sim tzachem if he doesn't like her anymore, he gives her get, the parish will get. So again, in both places, the phrase kikach ish isha is the introduction to something else. But both psukim indicate that there's a concept of kikach, right? You have to have an acquisition, again, acquisition not a sense of ownership, but acquisition is a sense of a change of halachic status, a change of status, which is what happens when you buy something also. If I buy something from you, I do a kinyan, so now it becomes mine. It changed its status. So it doesn't mean ownership, to make that clear. But in any event, whichever pasuk it is, it's interesting, the Rambam here, Hilchos Isha, quotes the earlier pasuk, Ki yikach ish isha uvo eleo. Many others, including the Rambam himself and the Sefer Mitzvah, quotes the other pasuk, Ki yikach ish isha uvo eleo. For our purpose this evening, really doesn't make a difference. The point is that according to the Rambam, and that's the important point, in Halacha Beis, the Parak Aleph of the next word, the likuchin elu mitzvahs asei shel Torah ein. The Rambam says that getting married, is a mitzvah asei shel Torah. This process, which begins with the kikach, we call the kiddushin, the Rambam says this is a mitzvah asei shel Torah. Okay? And, we'll see, it doesn't say specifically. Let's assume, though, it's not to. Let's assume it's for both. Okay? The Rambam. Well, one second. Not necessarily. Very good. Very good.
Is it the Ezra Nisim? That's one of the.
So the Rambam is telling us it is an independent mitzvah asei, not of getting married. Not necessarily. Right, two different mitzvahs today, right. You take a look at the Sefer HaMitzvot, okay? Two separate mitzvahs according to the Rambam. Yes. Now, the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvot, that was Rambam Hilchos Isha, the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvot, mitzvah asei Reish Yud Kimmel, there the Rambam, again, mentions separately. Okay, I'll go back to it, but Reish Yud Beis is HaMitzvah Reish Yud Beis, 212 of the Mitzvahs HaSei, Shetzivanu Livro Solervos, the procreate. Next one, Mitzvah Reish Yud Gimel, separate, is Shetzivanu Livro B'Kiddushin, to have relations after having our proper Kiddushin, so on, whether it's Kesesh, Tarbi, or not our issue right now. The Zuri Mitzvahs Kiddushin, and here he quotes the Pasuk Kiddushin, is the later Pasuk. Okay, he is...
According to the Rambam, the engagement is not the mitzvah, the kiddushin is the mitzvah.
Well, the engagement, again, let's try the engagement is the kiddushin. The engagement is the kiddushin. We have to clarify. What we call the kiddushin or erusin, it's the same thing, okay, is often translated as engagement, and it's a fine translation except the way the word engaged is used in American you know, in English today. When a couple today gets engaged, they announce they have an engagement party. I don't know what's going on about this. An engagement party. That is meaningless from both the halachic and halachic standpoint. Because if the couple, what it means is they'll tell all their friends, they're at the party, they're going to contact the caterer and the photographer, whatever else has to be done to prepare for a wedding. But it's meaningless halachically. Okay, if they decide the next day to break up, just like they don't. That's something what we call in English engaged. If you said a couple is engaged, an English engaged.
But again,
what we call English today, we say a couple is engaged, it doesn't have any halachic. It doesn't have any law satisfy American law either. They both decide to part company the next day, and you know, that's it. However, what we call kiddushin or erusin, halachic engagement or betrothal, that is a halachic status change. If they should decide to break up after that and get what we needed. There's an in-between status. They're not yet both of us together, husband and wife, until they have the nisuin. Our practice today, we do a whole thing at one time. They're still, you know, the same evening or same afternoon or whatever they have the wedding. It's one right after the other. Huh? No, it's an Erisin Kedusha or one right after the other. We make a little bit of an interruption. The minute it's among Ashkenazim, they read the ksuba out loud. There's no real reason to read the ksuba out loud. That's a stall tactic. It's just to make a little bit of a distinction. Sometimes the rabbi or the uncle or the grandfather, somebody speaks, okay, in between, but that's just a stall, okay, between the Kiddushin and the Nisuah. But anyway, I don't discuss
something
now.
At that point.
Yes, correct.
Even before the
Kiddushin, before the Nisuah, yeah. Okay, now, anyway, I don't know to now the difference we've spoken past years and other times, but Eris to Nisuah, but I'm just pointing out that the Rambam, in terms of getting married, we'll just say the broad process. Getting married, the Rambam counts that as a mitzvah independent. That's mitzvah number Rishu Gimel, and Puravu is mitzvah and mitzvah number Rishu Beis. He counts them as two separate mitzvahs. According to the Rambam, getting married, both he says in the same mitzvahs. And again, I read Hilchos Kishos Perek Aleph Halacha Beis Likuchin Eilu Mitzvah Asay Shel Kol Rahim. The Rambam assumes that this is a mitzvah, an absolute mitzvah midaraita. Now the trouble is that it's not really presented in the Chumash exactly in the language of a normal mitzvah. Not only in our Sedra does it say Pajmarations, Al Kang Yazovich, if you and some of you the Devak Bishto. Okay, that's by my separation. That's talking about nature. Separation is talking about the natural course of events. The natural course of events is that a person leaves all his parents and he cleaves to his wife. But even later in the Chumash, in the whichever Pasuk and Parshas Kiseis that you want, the two Pesukim, the both say Kikach Ish Isha, the one in Parakov Beis, Pasuk Gimel, one in Parakov Dal, Pasuk Al, two Pesukim in close proximity, both have the same phrase, the Rambam. And if the Ishus refers to one, and the Sefer Mitzvah refers to the other, because they continue different, but it doesn't matter. It says, ki yikach. And it doesn't necessarily imply that that is a mitzvah thing you must do. It's a matter of, yeah, it's a situation. It, you know, the word ki is an important thing to be aware of. And a side point for tonight. Okay, very good. So, it could be that when you take it, this is how you have to do it, but it's not a mitzvah. There is a famous Gemara, it appears in a few places, Rashi Chosh quotes a lot, but it's spelled out in Rosh Hashanah, that Gimel and Aleph, where it says, Amar Ish Lakish, the Amar Ish Lakish, Ki Mishamish Medalav Lashonos. The word Ki can have four different meanings in the Torah, okay? Namely, E, if, okay, Dilma, maybe, Ella, rather, Daha, because. Amar Ish Lakish, because, Ki, right? So, and then the long Rashi, which I'm not going to read now, Rashi, the long Rashi, where he gives examples of each from throughout the Chumash. If you're interested in this particular subject, look up Rosh Hashanah, Daf Gimel, Aleph, Rashi, Vizim, Masul, Kedavish, Lakish, and you'll see examples in the Chumash of each one. So, you know, you don't have to say, I mean, the Rambam is a Rambam. The Rambam is telling you, okay, it doesn't formulate it as a say, but that's what it is. Okay, the Rambam clearly is counting Kedushim, Kiyikach, Ish Isha, this process as being a mitzvah state, the Raisa, unconnected to Peri River. Totally unconnected, obviously, but again, as a separate position of
like
the Rambam. Okay, that's basically what we talked about the other time. Yeah. Now, however, it looks like the Rambam, right? The Rambam says something you have to do. Okay. Again, when you take, meaning you have to do it, right? When you do it, here's what you do. Not if, or if you want. No, but when, right? But it's
like inevitably going to happen.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Now. That's the Rambam. Okay. Now, however, the Rambam has a barfuta in this. The Gemara is here. Okay, and that is the Rosh and Ksubas. The Rosh, Maseches Ksubas, Parak Aleph, Sin and Yud Beis, clearly is going to disagree with the Rambam on this point of Kedusha being a separate mitzvah. Now, what the Rosh is talking about here is the Sugin Ksubis Dazan Reis, which presents some details concerning the bracha that we recite at the wedding. It's called the Birchas Erisin. Not the Shema Brachas, but the first bracha, the Baruch Per Gafen. And that is an unusual bracha, a long bracha, share Kishon, Sosan, Arayos, Osan, Osarusos, Vitor, Osarus, Lama, the Chub of the Kibush, etc. That so called Birchas Erisin. Okay? The Rosh, in discussing that bracha, right, again, this is Klubus Parak Aleph, so in Yud Beis, but nearly, ki brocha zu eina brocha la'asiyas ha-mitzvah. According to the Rosh, that is not a birchas. It sounds, it begins like a birchas ha-mitzvah, because it has the phrase, asher kedushanam at the start of the tzivana, which is usually, most of the time, the telltale sign that you're discussing a birchas ha-mitzvah. We know that in general, the Rambam presents himself as brachas, there are three different categories of brachas, right? This is called birchas ha-nehemim, brachas on food and other pleasures of the world, mostly on food, but also smelling, other things like that. That's called birchas ha-nehemim. Then there's birchas ha-mitzvah, and there's also birchas shemach la'odah. Bracha, praising God's power, thanking for something, rather than birchas ogono would be a birchas la'odah. Birchas shemach would be a bracha like lightning and thunder and that kind of stuff. But anyway, but birchas ha-mitzvah, usually, when you have the phrase, asher kidushanam, the star of the tivano, that's a birchas ha-mitzvah. There's no asher kidushanam, the star when you eat an apple. There's no mitzvah to eat an apple. Right? There's no mitzvah eating bread either. You say, I'm not so hard. The only thing is a mitzvah eating matzah. So therefore, you have two brachas, halachilas matzah, asher kidushanam, the star of matzah, and hamotzi, right? So the Rosh writes, in his opinion, this bracha, what we call the birchas, even though it starts off, its initial formulation sounds like a birchas mitzvah because it begins, but it goes on, and he said it's not a birchas, ain't a birchas l'asiyas mitzvah. Why? He writes, ki piriyah v'rivyah hainu kiyam ha-mitzvah. Okay, because the Rosh says that the mitzvah is not getting married. The mitzvah was going on to the chuppah. That's not a mitzvah. The mitzvah is to procreate eventually. That's the mitzvah. Procreation is a mitzvah. Purvu. From our center, at least according to the Rechinah, from our center, that's a mitzvah, but getting married per se is not a mitzvah by itself. It's a bro. So later on, it's not our time, but later he says it's in a category of Bichas Shema. We'll come back to the point in a second. But no, a second. But he says, but you're not suggesting because you have to do it, but it's, we'll see in a moment. It's almost like a Hechsher mitzvah, like a preparatory step.
Doing that is okay. A form of.
It's a step, but listen, we're right. He says, "V'ilokach tilegesh v'kiyem piriyah v'rivyah." Okay, he says, if a person took a bill, the pledge is a concubine. So let's assume you're not allowed to do that. But let's say a guy did that and he had children through her. Guess what? He was mekayem piriyah v'rivyah. He would not now. No, but let's say he took it, he didn't marry. Tilegesh did
form.
No, right, but he has to ask me with shame. He didn't do that. He just took the pilegesh, his concubine, and so on, which was not allowed. Okay, the king can do it. But not for now. The point is, he says, he does not now have a mitzvah to get married. He fulfilled Purvu. He's not now a mitzvah that's got a kadesh isha. Okay, or the chain hanose, the chain island is akara, the chain suishama. He said, let me tell you something. He says, if this bracha, he says, what if you have a man who marries a woman who's older? They're an older couple, okay? They're not going to have children. She's past childbearing years, okay? You're right. And yet, he says, we say this bracha. You never go to a Jewish wedding. You have a couple, let's say they're both elderly people, they're in second marriage, whatever happens, and they're getting married. And those says, okay, no, islandist, the woman who, or a car woman who has hormonal issues, whatever, not unable to have children, or vice versa. Okay, the man, it's known that he can't have children, whatever. You certainly make this bracha. That's not a mitzvah because they never have children. And yet you still say this bracha. And therefore, with Hilchak, well, this is going to bracha mitzvah. That's why this is not a birchas mitzvah. This bracha is recited independently of having children, but our point for tonight is that the Rosh is clear that getting married per se is not a mitzvah. We'll see, it seems that he says like a hechsher mitzvah, that the proper way to have children is through marriage, but it's not an independent mitzvah. That's what emerges from the Rosh. As a side point, the Rambam in what we call the Birchas Erisin, under the Chuppah. But his point is, we don't make a bracha on Puri Bruja, right? For other reasons. That's a good question. Along with your question,
you
want to make a bracha on Puri Bruja? Okay, other thing, see us, whatever, the other thing. We don't make a bracha on Puri Bruja. But he said, but his point is that the Birchas Erusin, since he holds that getting married is not a mitzvah, the Birchas Erusin is not a Birchas Mitzvah. It's another type of bracha. Okay? He goes on, it's later on, he explains it. We can talk about a different time. We have talked about it a different time. It's a Birchas Shevach Vahodah. It's praising Hashem for giving us this procedure. Like the Rambam says, you start off, you do it this way, married us on the street. Now we do it another way, but it's not a Birchas Mitzvah, because there's no mitzvah. That's what he says. All right, and I'll tell you, halachic nafkumi, it's very interesting. Okay? The Rambam, again, it's off the subject, but the Rambam writes in Hilchos Ishus, Per Gimel, Halacha Chaf Gimel. The Rambam writes, Rambam consistent, holding it to the mitzvah. A man's getting married. Who should recite that Birchas Erusin? According to the Rambam, a man getting married. That's his performance. And the Rambam says that. Per Gimel, Halacha Chaf Gimel, Hilchos Ishus. Kol Mekadish Isha, Bein Ayde Atzma, Bein Ayde Shliya, Sarach Levarach, Kodem HaKidushit, Hu Ol Shuho, the Charkach Mekadosh, Kederach Shemavarachim, Kodem Kodem Mitzvah, like any other Mitzvah. Okay? Now, if you didn't do it, huh? What? Yeah, fine. We'll get to that in a second, too. But the father says one of the brothers. But again, the mole is doing the mice. He's doing the actual cutting. But although it relates, because some say, what is that other brother? If you don't have two brothers and mitzvahs on the same mitzvah, that's exactly what some say. The second brother is decided by the father. Even though it has the phrase Asher Kiddush Hom Zod, it's a bracha on Birchas Shevach. Okay, I would say it's a bracha on its fellows, whatever. But my point is that the Rambam holds that the bracha, what we call the Birchas Erusin, belongs to the chassan. He's the one performing the mitzvah. How come the rabbi or the boy's rebbe or his grandfather, whatever it is, the so-called Tzadik Kiddush, makes that bracha? So I don't have it here, but you'll take one for it. I do have it here. The Beis Shmuel. And in Eben Ezra, the Beis Shmuel, in some solid ways, Eben Ezra, the Beis Shmuel says, because we don't want to embarrass the chosm. That's basically the reason. You know, it's a long bracha. People are nervous. It's an unusual bracha. You know what it's like? We have such a concept. We had a few weeks ago, we learned in Parshas Kisavo, when the farmers brought the Bikurim, the first fruits, to Yerushalayim. So there's all the text that you have to recite. Psukim. Arami Oved Avi. I'm going off the subject, but it's interesting point. Arami Oved Avi, Vayir Mitzvayim, they always psukim. There were farmers who were simple people, and they didn't read that well, they didn't speak that well, so they were embarrassed to come, so they didn't want to do the mitzvah. Then the Gemara says that Helmi Amalka, one of the queens, donated a golden placard that had the words on it. But there were still people who were embarrassed, you know, like, see, they haven't recited this by mitzvah pasha, right? So they got to get up now and say this. They stopped coming altogether. They made a rule. Now on, the Kohen says it. I don't care if you're the biggest Baal Kore, the biggest expert in Diktuk, the Kohen always said it. Why? Kadesh Shalom Levayish, as Mishan is there. Not to embarrass somebody. Then no one knows why I'm not reciting it. You don't say through the old mechanism of Shomei Kohen. So the Kohen would say it out loud. So similar to that, the Beis Shmuel says, that's why. A lot of times, you have a chassan that's not that knowledgeable. A lot of chassanim, even they are knowledgeable, are very, very nervous, and they can barely get through the Harei HaMikudesh Shlei without stumbling five times over the word. They get picked up if it's the wrong thing. Right? We've all seen weddings where the chassan didn't say it right, and the rabbi says, repeat after me. You know, right? The rabbi mouths the words, right? The story with it. Harei, harei, adam, because the rabbi didn't want to say li, so he says, say li. So the chassan says, say li. Because he said, no, you say li. No, you say li. Let's start again. So that, I was an eyewitness to that, but still once. But anyway, we're here with it. But anyway, so the chassan are nervous enough. So, therefore, it's a long bracha, and it's not a common bracha, obviously. So, therefore, they made a rule, send the Beis Shmuel, that somebody else has said. And by the way, that's why the minhag probably is that it's up to the chassan, usually. Hopefully, it's not a fight, but it's usually up to the chassan to determine who should be the Tzadik Kiddush, because it's the chassan's bracha. So, therefore, he says it. Others disagree, okay, with this Rambam. Others say. Yes. So we haven't discussed the woman yet. We haven't discussed
it. If it isn't,
right, then she could say the bracha too. Be ready. Okay. But anyway, but Lamaisa, that's the Rambam holds. The Rambam is Lashitaso. The Rambam holds that it's a mitzvah. So he decides the bracha. Our practice is different, not to embarrass. Other Rishon, including that Rosh, says it's not a bracha mitzvah, and therefore it doesn't belong to the chasm any more than it belongs to anybody else. Who can recite a bracha shem with the enemy who's present? Anybody who's there can say it. So then we honor the boy's Rebbe, or whoever it is, the Rabbi the Shul, something. We honor him to say the bracha. In any event, I also think the Rambam is consistent with his view. then it's an independent mitzvah. Now, where does the Rambam get this from? Who says, again, Kikach is Isha, fine. Kikach is Isha, but still, that is not automatically the language, as I said before, of a mitzvah. That form it doesn't say, by the way, so much more, or Dabri Abba Neisho, Kach Lecha Isha, whatever. There's no such expression. Kach Isha? Kikach. Okay, you could read it that way, but, you know, it's certainly not Luchach and the Psukim, it's a mitzvah. So, do we have any source? Does Rambam have any Mocher? The idea that there is a mitzvah to get married. So there's a famous sugya in the beginning of the second parak of Kiddusha, about Mem Aleph and Aleph, where the Mishnah states the following: Ho'ish mekadesh, as I said before, bo uvishlucho. A man can mekadesh a woman either by himself or he can appoint a shliach. Let's say he's too busy to make his own wedding, so he has too many meetings, so he says he appoints a shliach. Okay? Likewise, ho'ish miskadesh, the woman can receive Kiddusha either. Either herself or Uvishlucha. That's the Mishnah. Mem Aleph and Aleph. So the Gemara says, Hashta Bishlucha Mekadesh Bo Mabaya. If you could do it through a Shliach, then obviously you could do it yourself. Why does the Mishnah have to be so, you know, long-winded and say, Hashta Mekadesh Bo Uvishlucha? Obviously. If you can do it with a Shliach, you can do it yourself. The Gemara says, you know why? Because even though you could do it through a Shliach, from her four, Amar of Yosef, Mitzvah Bo Yosef, Uvishlucha. Even though it works through a shliach, it's considered preferable mitzvah bo. It's better if you do the mitzvah yourself than through a shliach mitzvah bo. You also mishlucho. Rashi says the chi osin kufo be mitzvah mekabel kartzei. You know, in the heavenly record book, you get more credit when you do the mitzvah yourself than through a shliach. It works through a shliach. True, it's effective. It counts, but it's better to do it yourself. And the Gemara gives an example: ki hadar of safra machr chreisha rava mal shibuta. These certain amorim used to. One of them would. Salt would chop the head of the fish and prepare food for Shabbos. And, you know, they make the salt, right? Rav Amar Balashuli would salt the fish, whatever. These Amorim, even though they had others who could do it, but they would take the opportunity themselves to be of some assistance in preparing Shabbos for Shabbos. So Rashi is Machar Reish, or Likvod Shabbos. Come at Shabbos, right? So that's a mitzvah, they would do it themselves. Why? You know, the other people have done it for them. The wife could do it, the housekeeper, whatever. No, mitzvah, bo, yes, for sure, they want to participate in the mitzvah themselves. If we go to the dog, fine. Now, then the Gemara says, Igadamri, that's not a good riot. The Ha'i Surah Nami, he spoke to the Hudamarab, the Hudamarab, also the Ramash Adam Shikadi Shisha Ad Shirena, Shemir, but the Ramagun, the Gadalab, Rahman, Rahman, Kamoch. The Gemara says, no. Maybe it says, Ha'ish Makadish Bo Uvashuho, not because it's preferable for the man to do it himself, not to a Shliach, okay, not because it's preferable because of Mitzvah Uvashuho, but rather because you really shouldn't do it any other way. You really should do it yourself, not do a shift, because you're not supposed to marry a woman without seeing her first. Okay? Because maybe you'll see her later, and then you'll realize, oh, what do I get myself into? I'm not attracted to her, whatever. And you'll end up hating her, whatever else. Okay? And it'll be a violation of how to come off. You'll mistreat her. It'll be obvious reasons. But that which Rabbi Yosef said, mitzvah is a shufa, not a seifa. Rabbi Yosef has a seifa, it's part. If she could do it through a shliach, of course she'd do it herself. Okay, and there the other problem of not seeing is not applicable for other reasons, not for that.
That
is
about the woman.
For the woman, yes.
She'd
rather be with somebody with nobody. Psychologically. Okay, anyway. But be that as it may, what emerges from this sugya for our purposes, the whole discussion, mitzvah bo yosef v'shucho. What are we talking about here? Ha'ish mekadesh. So therefore, it sounds like this is a riot to the Ramban. What? That getting married is a mitzvah, because the Gemara calls that mitzvah bo yosef v'shucho, or mitzvah bo, which implies it's not her too. Good question about the bracha. Well, she said a bracha, but in any event, so the simple reading of this sugya is that, in fact, the mitzvah is upon that kiddushin is a mitzvah. Otherwise, what are you talking about? Mitzvah bo yosef v'shulcho. According to the Rosh.
Yeah. So,
very good. So, hold that thought for 1 second. All right, we'll tell you now. You see, the shtickel kasha on the Rosh from this Gemara, because the Rosh says kiddushin is not a mitzvah at all. It's not a mitzvah at all. So what's the Gemara talking about? Mitzvah bo yosef what's mitzvah? Who mitzvah? Where is it? No mitzvah. Right? It's just a prayer. Now, you're talking about pruvu. Removed. It doesn't seem to be talking about poor removal. Okay, and the fact of the matter is it's difficult to say that it's Purvu because of the Gemara in Yevamos, that's Tama Chayam Beis. We come back now to our Sedra, Bereshit. Gemara about our Pasuk, we started with Bereshit. The Pasuk says, the Mishnah about it says in Yevamos, Tama Chayam Beis, Ha'ish mitzuva al piri v'rivya avalo ha'isha. A man is obligated in the mitzvah to procreate, a woman is not. Obviously, a woman is necessary for the mitzvah, but in terms of, as a mitzvah, a woman is not obligated in Purvu. Okay? He disagrees. What is the pasuk we started with? Gracious parakala pasuk afresh. It says by varachos some elokim the plural part. We learn it's not immediately. How do we know the only man? The same pasuk. Umilu es haaretz v'chiv shuha. Fill the land and conquer it. Ish dar kalichos v'ish dar kalichos. Okay. Anyway, so the Gemara assumes, and there are other discussions related to this, but at the end of the day, it emerges that women are not listed in the Rambam as well. Maybe we won't spend the time on it. I would parak tesvav of Hilchos Tishos, Halach Beis, Shulchan Aruch, Avinazis, and Aleph. Both say that only a man is obligated in Purvu and not a woman. So therefore, if this is the case, then it is difficult to say that the Sugin Kedushin is talked about Purvu when it speaks about the woman also, mitzvah ba, yosem shlucha. Well, Purvu can't be told that because she's not obligated in Purvu. So therefore, what is it? It's a mitzvah kiddushin. Well, one second, it's a mitzvah kiddushin. So it's a kash on the rush. So what you have to say, what you can't say, is that that the rush would argue that it, again, that it is a heksher mitzvah. That it's part of the process. It's not an independent mitzvah. Like the rabbi holds the rush is this. But it is a heksher mitzvah. Okay.
One of them.
Okay. But okay. Yeah. It may be stronger than a heksher. Okay. Perhaps. It's part of a process. It's a definite process. Okay. And that's what the Rosh can say. The Rosh, to my knowledge, doesn't address this directly. The Ran in Kiddushin, commenting on the Rift off test design with all of the pages of the Ran is where it starts. Praise the Rift. Where it starts, beginning of the second parak in Kiddushin. The Ramask is Ikadam Bahoysur and on the east, and so on. So on the top of the Diamond Base, the Ran writes, the Afal Gav, the Isha Eina Mitzvah Bepriv Rivia, the Kol Mokom Yesh Lo Mitzvah Mitnei Shehin Seya'ach Labal Lakayim Mitzvah. She helps. She's necessary. There is a mitzvah quality to it. There's a mitzvah in the mix. Okay, I'm not sure if he'd mean heksher mitzvah or something, but getting that, two things emerge in this round. One, that the round is that the rush can always answer that this is, like you said, it's part of the process. And a woman is part of Puru, yes, she's part of Puru, but she has a mitzvah, so to speak, to be of assistance to her husband.
She doesn't have to go, you don't have to go in there, but if you.
I guess, well,
she must find the mitzvah.
She's Makai. It's a funny category. She's not. She's Makai herself. Yes.
But she doesn't have to. But if she does, she.
I think so. I think that's what comes out. There's a mitzvah again. The what? Yeah. There's a fulfillment without being a chiyuv. That's what he's saying. Anyway, that's the Ron. So that Ron really teaches two things. Number one is that getting married, so to speak, is perhaps a heksher. Because again, by bringing up, I'll stress it this way: by bringing up period of rivia, okay. In this sugya of the beginning of the second parak in Kiddushin, the Ran is implying that that's the discussion of the Gemara. That's the mitzvah that the Gemara is discussing when it says mitzvah bo yosef shuchel, right? Not marriage. Now that's consistent with the Rosh. Well, there is. We'll go back to that again. This reading of the sugya in Kiddushin is mashmalach like the Rambam. Kiddushin. It's talking about ish mekadim. It's talking about Kiddushin. It calls it a mitzvah. Mitzvah bo yosef shuchel. Mitzvah bo yosef shuchel. There's the Gemara and the Rambam. There's the mitzvah. Right? It's a separate mitzvah. What's the Rosh going to say? So the Rosh and the Rav will say, no, he's going to say that the topic of that sugya in Kiddushin is the mitzvah period of Rivia. Okay, the woman is exempt from period of Rivia. Okay, so how can you say mitzvah bo yosef, mitzvah bo yosef mishlucha? How can you say that if women are exempt from period of Rivia, which is only going to be the Rav and the Shulcha are passing that way? Because it's not a mitzvah per se, but mitzvah messiah, it's a heksher mitzvah. But that would, it's sort of like a heksher mitzvah. Okay? It's something.
If
something.
She is going to do something where she's kiyum,
yeah, she,
then she should
but
do
again,
it for herself.
Right, but it's a stickle chiddush to say that the rule of mitzvah boyos v'shuch applies even to there. Usually mitzvah boyos v'shuch applies to something you have to do. Now to say that a hechsher or some other helping or whatever, okay, but that's what the Rosh could say. All right. Now, as a side point, what Rabbi Blackstein mentioned before, the rayas in the Gemara imply a little more offhand the way the Rosh and the way the Rana learned it. Because what are the rayas? He salted the fish, what that's a mitzvah. The mitzvah is to enjoy Shabbos. It's more of a preparatory stage, right? Cooking the fish or making a chant or whatever, which the Gemara brings as a raya, that these Amorim did it themselves, and that shows mitzvah is a shucho. That would stand logically to support the view that was being discussed here is something which is an earlier stage. It's not the mitzvah per se. However, it's noteworthy that the Rambam, that would be proper for the Rambam, but the Rambam would work out, because the Rambam happened to say, I don't have it, but you'll listen to the Rambam, says in Perek Lamed of Hilchos Shabbos, speaks about mitzvahs, I think I did bring it actually. The Rambam, it's an important Rambam to know, okay, toward the very end of Hilchos Shabbos. The Rambam writes that Arba Dvarim Nemru B'Shabbos. There are four ideas about Shabbos. Shnayim in HaTorah, two of them expressly found in the Torah. Shnayim in Divrei Sofrim, the Hayim of Rosh Hashanah Nevi'im. Two of the Torah's Pelitz and the Navi Yeshaya later clarified. Shabbat Torah Zachar V'Shomor. Torah says Zachar V'Shomor. Shnispar Shmei Nevi'im Kavod V'Onei. Shenemar is a pasuk at the end of Yeshaya. We read it in the Haftarah Yom Kippur. The Karasal Shabbos Oneg. Oneg and Kavod. The Rambam goes on and speaks about what is Kavod Shabbos. Ezu Kavod, Ezu Oneg. What's the difference? Kavod Shabbos, Oneg Shabbos. And the whole Rambam paraklam of Hilchos Shabbos. As an aside, I'll just mention, should be aware of this too. Again, I didn't bring it, but the Vilna Gaon and Simatov Kuf Chav test at the end of Hilchos Yontif, ironically enough, at the very end of Hilchos Yontif, Simatov Kuf Chav test, the Vilna Gaon says, you know what the difference between Kavod Shabbos and Oneg Shabbos is? Says the Gaon, anything done in advance of Shabbos to prepare for and enhance Shabbos, that's called Kavod Shabbos. What's done on Shabbos, Oneg Shabbos. So, sweeping the floor, setting the table, and bathing, and all these things, that's Kavod Shabbos. Okay? And enjoying meals on Shabbos, and over a walk on Shabbos, or learning, or sleeping, whatever, that's Oneg Shabbos. So, that's the difference, says the Gaon, between Kavod Shabbos and Oneg Shabbos. Now, the Rambam, based on that formulation of Paraklam, it's really a mitzvah. So, according to the Rambam, it's not just like a preparatory thing. The Rambam, she tells us, I think, works out very nicely. Because the Rambam is saying, yes, Kiddushin is a mitzvah, and the Raya, because it says, Ish Mekadish, Mitzvah Boyos, Pesuchot, and the Raya is also a mitzvah. But you could definitely say the other way, that these aren't really mitzvahs themselves. These are more like earlier stages. So it works out well, of course, to that as well. Okay, so that's the sugya. Now, there are some Gemaras that imply, like the Rosh's way, that it's not an independent mitzvah. Okay, you know, we just said that the sugya kedushin, the Rosh had to answer. There are some rayas the other way. There's a sugya moikot of Yud Ches and Beis. Talking about getting married on Moed. I can find it here. Amar Shmuel. Okay, mutar le'adam. Sorry, mutar le'areis isha b'chol shomoy. Kiddushin erusin can be done on chomoy. Okay. Hashem yikdim and acher and so on. Okay, it's less to the loser. It's just someone else will sweep her off her feet, take her away. Okay. And later, so it is a riot, so on and so forth. So the Gemara says, a little bit later, Leiva Messiah Elei, Ein Nosin Noshin Memoid. Later, the bride says, you can't get married. You never went to a chasan on Chalamoid. You're not allowed to have a wedding on Chalamoid. Okay, you're not allowed to have a wedding on Chalamoid. But the Besula, Amon, and so on and so forth. We can derive from there the whole Ares, sorry, it's not a marry on Chalamoid. The implication of that price is the actual Nisuin can't take place, but the Arison can. Okay? Then the Gemara says, no, Loma Baya cover. Loma Baya, the Ares, certainly you can't, maybe it's also whatever, the low Ka'avid Mitzvah, because it's not a Mitzvah. Felisa Nami, the Ka'avid Mitzvah also. And even notice that the Gemara says, La Ares is not a Mitzvah. Okay? So that.
This is
Goy Cotton Yuchesma Beis. It says Lova Ares, the low covered mitzvah. Getting married, I'm sorry, getting engaged, we call, you know, halakha engaged Eretim, is not a mitzvah as opposed to Nitzun. So, this being the case, the implication of this Gemara is the Rosh is right, because it says, you know, Lova Ares. Similarly, okay, right. So the Kesef Mishnah, right, how does Rambam get out of that? Okay, it's not thinking of the first Gemara. So the Kesef Mishnah, keep moving everything away here. I'm going to do that wrong. Yeah, I have some fun. Okay. So the Rambam and Hilchos Ishus, Kesef Mishnah. Hilchos Ishus, Perek Aleph, Halacha Daled, is bothered by this question. Find it here. But he goes through all the things from the, let's find the right words here. Just give me 1 second, I'm sorry, I'm going to find it. Of Harabeno Avram Benos Harabeno. Ram had a son called Rabbeinu Avram Ben Aram, which is something here. We have children from him and other things from him. And sometimes he was asked questions about his father's sheep. The father's already not there. So he says the Kesef Mishnah, Parakal, Halacha Beit, at the end, quote, Kosav and Avram Benos Harabeno, Sheikshulo, Almasha Kosav, Rabbeinu Mitzvah Seshal Torah, Kadavisha, Masha Kosav, Parakal, Magalchen, Moikot, Kesef and Beit, Mombakar, Loma, Aris, the Law of Mitzvah. And so on and so forth. The two is, should be minyan ha-mitzvah, b'tchilas ha-alach ha-omer, sh'ha-mitzvah lisa isha b'ksumah of the kiddushim. V'lo omer l'kadesh isha. Okay? He says, you look carefully, and it goes back to what you were saying before. The Rambam, even the Rambam does not hold that kiddushim by itself is the mitzvah alone. It's the kiddushim with the nisuan. It tells you to look in the kosteris, the introductory remark. You know what mitzvah he calls it? The aleph, he says, Lisa Isha Biksuba Vikidushin. Through Kiddushin. Now, the Kiddushin, even according to the Rambam, by itself is not complete. It's only by itself not a mitzvah. And the Sefer Mitzvah, when he counts it, Reishu Gimel, when he counts it as a mitzvah, again, the language is cool. I glossed over it before because I didn't want to highlight it. But what it says over here, I'll read you the words again. The mitzvah say Reishu Gimel, he says, Divano livo the kiddushin. To live, you know, livo is to have relations, you know, to be married, so to speak, through kiddushin. Okay? Through kiddushin. There's a famous question. That bracha, what we call the Birchas Erusin, ends with the phrase, Baruch Hashem mekadesh amo Yisrael ayidei chupah v'kiddushin. Right? That's how it ends. That's how the Birchas Erusin ends. So people wonder, what do you mean ayidei chupah v'kiddushin? It's the other way around. Kiddushin is first, then chupah. Chupah is nisuin. Right? So why does it say it in that order? So one of the answers is they point out to Balaita, one of the Rishonim says that it's not chuppah with the kiddushin with a vav. It's chuppah with a beis, chuppah through kiddushin. But the beis is a solid beis, a soft beis, the vav. The chuppah of the kiddushin got changed. Okay, b'chaim, that's a different answer. So it's chuppah through kiddushin. Because the mission quotes of Avraham and Rama to say, and by the way, he says, "V'zeh she'amar v'likuchin eilu mitzvah tasei." And that was the Rambam says here in Hilchos Ishus Perek Aleph Beis that the Likuchim is mitzvah. But we should have tchilas mitzvah tanisduin. Aval erusin belos nisduin vaday lo hishum ha-mitzvah tayin. So that's how he gets out of that Gemara. Similarly, there is a Gemara in Beitzah. Okay, I'm about Lamed Vav Amad Beis, talking about Yontif. Okay. Beitzah Lamed Vav Amad Beis. I just want to go through this quickly. Also, the possible problem for the Rambam. Okay. Where discussing about doing Yom Tov and so on, okay, and it mentions things you're not supposed to do on Yom Tov. It says lo mekadshin, okay, lo mekadshin, the mekadosh nisha on Yom Tov, lo mekadshin, and the Gemara calls that not something doesn't call it a mitzvah, okay. It says call off the Mishnah, lo mevavim beit and beit. Things that are shul, so rabbinically, really, you can't climb a tree, right? And I don't know, those things that are true and not so fine. And here's the shul reshus. Among them is lo mekadshin. Those sound like it's not a mitzvah. So, and there are different categories of mitzvah, like giving up to hektish and atzmus and maizes and so on. So, you know, it's listed among the things which are reshus, which also sounds not like the amount to hear. doing some research, I came across the Sefer Makdem, which is the Sefer Makdem Kiddushin on the classic. I thought it the Kiddushin was already hard, Mikvah is the correct term. You see that they're called Makdem. So the Sefer Makdem Kiddushin in the Kuntris Achon, which is the Kuntris Achon, the Sefer Chalkov, the Olive, he also says, when it says that it's a mitzvah, in that mitzvah, it doesn't mean that it's not a mitzvah. The Machner says it doesn't mean that it's not a mitzvah, it's just not that big of a mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah enough. Okay? Back to this problem. Okay. We had overcome that. It did happen every week. It works for that. Yeah, it's a hint to finish up. So,
it becomes initially retroactive when
we
finish.
Well, he says to me, he says, the lekha mitzvah kule hai, the aim kol kachiyu. It's not always a mitzvah. For example, let's say a person already was married once in the time period of review. And anyway, so that's how I'm asking. So the bottom line is, well, I'm getting out of it in all these cases. I just want to point out very quickly, not going to finish up a little bit. There is another issue that some refer to, and this will include women as well. Even if they're pasuk, and about kedusha, they weren't sure. Okay, there's a pasuk in general, which was people quote in Yeshaya, Sanachay. It says lo sol v'ra l'shevet yitzar. Again, it relates to this parsha because it says the world was created. Originally, it was tohu bavo, right? It was emptiness, the void, nothing. So that I told you, well, put in order, huh? Yeah. So there's a mitzvah called shevet, which means basically. There's a mitzvah to populate the earth. Okay? So, if I can find it here. It's not really a mitzvah. Okay? Besides Purahu, which we're going to see in a moment, has the limitations that there's a mitzvah, the world should be filled, because Baruch Hu did not create the world to lie at lo sol v'ra. He didn't create the world to lie tohu. But L'shevet Yitzhar, he built it and created the world. He fashioned the world.
14 children.
Okay, I'm not. Yeah, in a certain sense, this mitzvah is called Shevet, and this mitzvah does not distinguish necessarily between between men and women. Okay, it seems to apply to everybody. Of course, I can't find the pasuk inside, but I'll take my word for it. It's a little sober off. The world was not created to be empty, but rather
then you ask the question, if the woman has that mitzvah, what is the right way for her to do it?
Mm-hmm.
She would have to do it by getting married.
Is it right? Okay, listen, but again, it's indirect. Okay.
So is it
a
mitzvah
for a woman? So again, it's a mitzvah. Pruvu is not a mitzvah woman, but yeah. this new mitzvah, so to speak, called Sheves, that comes in Navi, that is incumbent upon women. Okay. Another point to mention very, very quickly. By the way, Tosin getting up on the Alpha Base quotes is the Gemara quotes this is the Mitzvah of Shevet. The Mar Avram, Sim Kufan and Gimel Siftes, Sim Tikon Tess, mentions it, that applies to women as well. I just want to finish up to say a couple things quickly about Purahu. Just what exactly is the Mitzvah of Purahu? Okay, so the Mishnah in Yavamas. Yes, the Mishnah in Yavamas. Mishnah Yavamah Samach Alvam Bay says, Loivatal Adin Piriviya, you shouldn't, what is the mitzvah appropriate? You shouldn't stop attempting to procreate. Elim Cain, Yesh Lo Bonim. Unless you already have two sons, Bonim and Matul. That's Beshama Omim Shnei Zharim. You were born with two children. Beshama Omim Shnei Zharim. Beshama says it has two males. Beshil Omim Zachar Nekeva. Beshil says it has to be Zachar Nekeva. Shenemar, again from our parsha, Parakei, Prophet Allah, Zachar Nekeva Barah. That's the Mishnah Machlokas. Okay? Now, then the Gemara says, and if you have children up to preview, you should spell the woman instead of the wife. Okay? Men shouldn't be alone. Lo tov hei asol levado. Again, against our parsha. Men shouldn't be alone.
Is that a...
That's a good question. What does lo tov mean? Does it mean not morally good or not, not healthy? Okay, good question, but not for now. Now, where does Beishamai get that? Beishamai sounds like he's right. I mean, yeah, male and female, right? So Beishamai says, how do we know why two male? Because an interesting answer. My Tana to Beishamai, Yalfinim and Moshe. Moshe are male. Tichsiv, Bnei Moshe, Gershom Elias, and Moshe had two sons. Gershom, don't find me any daughters. Okay? The Shaita Moshe would stop having children if he hadn't fulfilled the mitzvah. So Beishil, Yalfinim and Briyasa Sha'olam. Beishil learns from the creation of the world. Okay, Beishamai, Yalfinim and Briyasa Sha'olam. Why don't Beishamai learn from there? He says, ain't done an Ephraim and Shi'ephraim. Obviously, when the world was created, it had to be male and female, because you have no females. But once that's in place,
then, you know, not every person has to have, again, it's not your choice anyway, but, well, can I, you know, but the point of it is that Beit Shammai says we learn from Moshe Rabbeinu. Why don't we show him? Talmud Beis Hanan, Beis Hillel, not Hillel from Moshe? I mean, from Moshe we die to David. Moshe is a different category. Moshe is separated from his wife. Remember, maybe Yitzhak wasn't able to fulfill his approval, but he had to separate from his wife because the Chazal Baruch Hu talked to him at a moment, right? You know, the Sukkah in the end of Ba'alosa. So the Moshe Rabbeinu is a different story. And the Chazal Baruch Hu agreed, one of them is Pirish Menisha. The three things Moshe did, one of them, the Chazal Baruch Hu said he's right. One is Pirish Menisha. So therefore, it's a special circumstance. We can't bring any rise to Moshe Rabbeinu. Now, it's interesting. The simple reading is a great discussion we've shown him here. We don't have time for it now, but very quickly. Rashi says, Beshama over Shnei's harm, Avalozachar Akev. Because he learns Yochim and Moshe, Shakev, Majo Shnei Banam, Pirish Manisha. Okay, and he learns from Yosrov, Adon Chava. But the discussion we show him, what is Beis Hillel mean? Beis Hillel seemed to be saying that no, not, you can't have two boys is not enough. It has to be a boy and a girl. You have to have a boy and a girl. Now, so it's clear from the Shulchar elsewhere in Ebenezer at the beginning that it only works, you know, you're not really the kind of mitzvah to elect the children themselves. Kind of, right, exactly. Anyway, it's just interesting. Yeah. Now, it's just interesting. Yerushalmi, in the Bavli that we just read, Bachokas Beshalmi Sol. Beshalmi says you have to have a male and a female child. And Beshalmi says, no, two male children, and not male and female. Male is not enough, according to Beshalmi. According to Beshalmi, two males is not enough. That's how it is in the Bavli. And Yerushalmi, on this same Sugyan Evavus, Parag Vav, Halacha Vav, on the same Mishnah. So there, it says that Beis Hillel says, Afilu Zachar Nekevu. Beis Hillel would agree with Beis Shammai that two males is enough. He's saying, but that based on Moshe Rabbeinu. But you also yotze if you have Zachar Nekevu. That was according to the Yerushalmi, Beis Hillel accepts Beis Shammai's limit for Moshe Rabbeinu. Here you have a whole parrot. Well, Moshe Rabbeinu's perception is much a story. Blah, blah, blah. Okay, so therefore you can't bring it right to Moshe Rabbeinu. But that's not the suit of Yerushalmi. Okay, so if Lam is Adam and Bez in the regular edition of Yerushalmi, the Evamas. So the Machot is the Bavli Yerushalmi. Now, generally speaking, the Machot is Bavli Yerushalmi, possibly like the Bavli. Okay, and therefore the general consensus seems to be that you have to have a male or female. What's interesting is that the Amnei Nezah, the other thing, quotes with Zohar. Okay, Zohar says that two males, like Beis Shammai. So, now ordinarily, among the different rules that we have in terms of Psak, or like Yosef, others, Prince Klal Hara, and, you know, we do try and follow things in the Zohar, except that we know and understand them. Well, I've run very often close to the Zohar. Certain things are Kabbalistic, you know. We try to follow them to the extent that we can. Okay? But if there's a stira between what it says in the Zohar, the Kabbalistic, and what it says in the Gemara, we follow the Gemara. Okay? I mean, there's no question. The Gemara trumps the Zohar. But here, you have the Zohar with the, I don't know how to rank everything, but here the Zohar is with the Yerushalmi. Mm-hmm. The Avnezer has the Tshuva in the first section. Shalshuva Avnezer, Hilkos, first Tshuva in Hilkos and Chelik Avnezer, Simon Aleph Osiud Beit. Okay, he says that Shematim Chlana Gaon Marie Avnezer Kutn and so on. Shemarit Loyal Arak Scharen. The Maharit, one of Yisharim and the Trani family, had two sons. Below Nosach Eres, he did not marry again. The parents had more children, even though he could have said he lived in a land where the Takanas of Gershom, parents of Gershom, that applies. He could have had a second wife. Shesoma, you show me. You relied on you show me. That even according to Beis Hillel, you know, to be safe, harm. Okay? Even though Agam, the Gemara did not, well, Shilach, you know, our Gemara, which the Gemara did not, he's our Gemara, the Bible doesn't hold like that. So how do you go with that? He said, look, maybe that's some kind of a reason, but he says to the other day, he says, nearly, he's following the Zohar. And even though he knows you follow the Zohar against the Gemara, but if the Zohar is with one of the Gemara, Yerushalmi, then you can follow it. So this is not an interesting point. I'll just finish off by pointing out one other thing. Let's say the person has the two boys and the girl, he's got everything, got plenty of children. There's one other sugya in that mix in Yerushalmi, about Samach Beis, on a Beis, well, this one, okay? The Gemara says, and Tal Beis, and there's one other puzzle. We had that idea of Shevet, Purul is in, and Shevet applies to women also. That's what Tosfos says. But the Gemara says that actually it's a thought of the Mishnah that Mishnah Gemara. Let's find it. Here it is. The Gemara, sorry, it says, "Rabbi Yeshua Omer, nasa other isha." Well, the Mishnah, which says you have to have two boys, you know, or a boy and a girl, whatever it is, implies that after you've done that, game over, you can stop. But the Gemara says, "Masnis in the low of Yeshua." Well, Shevet is okay, but this is something else. It says the Mishnah is not like Yeshua. The time Yeshua Omer and nasa other isha will do so. Don't think you can just retire. It's in this Gemara as a side point. This is the Gemara. Someone quotes this Gemara. You've on the sound days and days. I'm live, you know, in Sirius Omer, because this is the Gemara where it says that all the time we keep the tithe between Pesach and Shavuos. And why does it come up here? Because it didn't say that the Kiva after that, okay, all the students died. So the Kiva said, look, I did my job. I did the best I could. The students died. I'm ready to retire and move to Florida or something like that. He didn't. He got more Talmidim. Baboker Zrazarecha, when he was in the youth, he taught Talmidim. A terrible tragedy happened. They wiped out. And then his old age, he's got more Talmidim. And by the way, those five more Talmidim would be. The Yehuda and all the, you know, all the major Tanai that we have there. So Rabbi Kiva didn't give up. Anyway, there's the idea of Baboker. So that's another implication that a person should continue to have children even afterwards if one can. Now, there's an interesting question there. Hashulman talks a little bit in Ebenezer to how it's success. There's a question, is that mitzvah of Erev al Tanach HaDeth, is that, you know, a separate thing? It's Puravu, it's done. Puravu is over. You have the two children, boy and a girl, or you have two boys and a girl, fine, you're done. That's over. Now there's a separate mitzvah called La'arim al-Tanach Yadecha. Or do you say, no, that's part of Purim. It's like an enhancement of Purim. Okay, and the Aruch HaShulchan was the Rambam holds like a hider of Purim. It's a hider of Purim. And it's like some people hold that on Pesach night, every bite of my, there's a mitzvah to eat a kazayis matzah. Okay, that's the mitzvah. I did the mitzvah. You eat another bite of kazayis matzah. It enhances the mitzvah, right? So sometimes in a mitzvah you can have a minimum and you discharge it once you've done that minimum, but as a hinder, it enhances the mitzvah to do more. So that could be with having children too. All these issues come up. When issues come up of you know, people don't want to have children right now, that's the one delay, or contraception, all these things, right topics, but all these different pieces come into the mix. Anyway, there's an overview of the mitzvah of getting married and having children. I wish I wanted to. Shabbos and Tishah, now we're back in business for a while. Consecutively, 30 days.